San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, February 11, 2024. Today's message is Heart of Gold with Dr. Constance Cook Kaur. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, what a beautiful day. Oh, it is a beautiful day. And I know that there is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence that flows through all creation. And I call this God, the living spirit almighty. One, indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. And so it is.
So it is.
Yes, that one mind, that one heart, that one life that is the life of all of us. Now, this is a new month. This is February. Well, last week was a new month, but it's February, and our theme is the heart to lead. And I have just a little story I want to start with. Last week's lesson was entitled Leading by Example. And I've mentioned many times that ministers get to live the lesson in the week preceding it. When we know what the lesson is, then as we come up to that lesson, we live it. Now, I'm not saying that it's a manipulation, that we go out of our way to live whatever the lesson is going to be. No. It's the one mind. When we know that we're going to be speaking on a certain topic, that the universe conspires to bring us wisdom to put forth with that topic. So, like I said, last week was leading by example. And I speak pretty much every Sunday except when we have a guest speaker. And we usually have a guest speaker on the fifth Sunday of any month. Last week was the first Sunday of February. Like I said, leading by example. Why am I belaboring this point? Because last week, all of a sudden, I did not feel well. I had something going through my body, getting released. And as I sat down on Saturday morning to finalize my notes and get my talk ready, I looked at that title, Leading by an Example, and thought, what kind of an example am I setting to think that I am the only person that can give a talk here when I'm feeling really, really crappy and probably won't be giving a good talk because I feel crappy in the first place? Is that a good example to set?
No.
You're right. Spirit said no. I mean, it was like audible. So I thought, well, what would I do if I were leading by example? And what I would do is I would call in one of our many blessed resources here at this center. And the next person up to be guest speaker was our lead practitioner, Noble Benning. So I called Noble. Actually, I texted him and told him, you know, I'm not feeling well. Can you give the talk? This is the name of the talk and everything. And like 60 seconds later, the text comes back, yes. I thought, good, it's covered. And then I proceeded to take care of myself, knowing that everything would be handled. And so last Sunday, we had Noble Benning speaking, and it was a message that was not where I had been gonna go, but it was the perfect message. And he discussed many scriptural things because he is well-versed in the Bible. And what I love about Noble's talks are that he ties in science of mind with biblical scripture all the time. And it always fits because they come from the same source. They come from the same source. So anyway, that was last week. This week is Heart of Gold for this theme, Heart to Lead. I just want to let you know that managers and leaders are not necessarily the same thing. Managers manage resources. Leaders draw forth from the people, allowing them to shine and to lead in whatever role they are playing, whatever their position is. So even though managers and leaders are not the same thing, neither are they mutually exclusive. Leaders are like teachers in that they educate. They lead with their heart. They listen to what is within the one mind, and they are guided in helping others be the best that they can be. Be the best, if your name is Bob, be the best Bob that Bob can be. If your name is Joe, be the best Joe that Joe can be. That's what leadership and leading from the heart truly is. Allowing for the truth and allowing for each person to learn and grow and be their authentic self. Allowing them to see the gold that is already within their hearts. Gold is the most precious metal on the planet. And if you don't believe me, watch the late night commercials. Everybody wants you to buy gold. Peace is the most precious gift on our planet. And it comes through love. When we talk about a heart of gold, what we're talking about is a heart that is tender, that is open, that is strong in the power of love. A heart that when it sees injustice or sees pain or hurting, does what it can to alleviate suffering of others. It is a heart that embraces joy. A heart that sees children as our ultimate potential. A heart that sees nature as a miracle in everything. In all the plants, in the movement of the ocean, in the stars that shine. Each thing that we see, that we smell, that we touch, that we feel, that we hear is a miracle. It's a miracle. And when you have that love-centered heart, it's easier to recognize all of these miracles. One of the miracles of the world is how so many different groups can have so many different calendars and still figure out what the date is. Like today is February 11th, but yesterday was February 10th. And that was the Chinese New Year. Now we had our New Year, the Christian world, based on our Christian-based calendar, on the 1st of January. That's what we determined is the new year, January 1st. Convenient, because, you know, the 31st of December is when we celebrate New Year's Eve. But the Jewish culture has a different calendar. The Chinese have a different calendar. I believe the Aztecs had a different calendar. So all these different groups around the world that have their own calendar, cool. Cool. And in the business world and the overall geopolitical world, today's February 11th, and we all know it. So we can translate that to whatever other date we want. But it's Chinese New Year, and they celebrate for several days, but yesterday was the actual New Year. When my son was in the fourth grade, he came home from school one day and he said, "Gong Hei Fat Choi." And I looked at him and I said, "Hi." And he said, "Gong Hei Fat Choi." And he ran around saying it several times. And then he said, "That means Happy New Year in Chinese. I learned that at school." And I thought that was so cool that they were teaching him things of a different culture in our schools. Because we have Chinese people in our nation. And so isn't it nice that we can recognize that just because there are cultural and physical differences, we're still the same. We all still celebrate the New Year. Maybe we do it on different days, maybe we do it on different languages, but we still celebrate embracing the new and letting go of the old. In our Season for Nonviolence, 64 Ways in 64 Days, our commitments to nonviolence, today is, I will live in the present moment and release the past. And I thought, how cool that that is right here, close to the Chinese New Year. It is the year of the dragon. In the Chinese calendar, they have different animals that each different year, they cycle through this circular presentation of animals. So, we all are, in accordance with a Chinese calendar, we all have an animal and the qualities of that animal that is considered representative of who we are. The characteristics related to the animal are considered characteristics embedded in who we are because of the animal year in which we were born. It's like their astrology. Their zodiac. So what Gong Hei Fat Choi actually means is happiness and prosperity. Happiness and prosperity. Everybody say, that's for me.
That's for me.
Yay, happiness and prosperity. So Happy New Year. This coming Wednesday is both Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday. And I really like that because Ash Wednesday is the beginning of Lent. And that is where we spend 40 days looking within, going within, preparing our hearts, our minds, and our souls for Easter, for the resurrection. That's what happens in the Christian calendar. Valentine's Day is designated that day, and it's called that because Saint Valentine used to marry people who were not allowed to marry each other. There were certain classes of citizenry back in the olden days, and So there were rules that these people couldn't marry those people. And it usually had to do with social status. Like the garbage men couldn't marry the bankers, kind of thing, for a simple example. But St. Valentine married them anyway, and he married them in the church, and the church got angry, and he became a martyr. And we all know what that means. But he did it with a loving heart. The same loving heart that allows us to begin preparations on Ash Wednesday to be ready for all the love that is expressed in the resurrection on Easter, that same love, it's one power, one love, is within the heart. And that is the love that St. Valentine chose to express in marrying these people. So on Wednesday, we could just call it Love Day. Because both are heartfelt when they are experienced consciously. And they are not mutually exclusive. Just like leadership and management, these are not mutually exclusive. You know, today is Super Bowl day too. Well, here's another. There's two teams. Can you be in favor of one and not hate the other? Well, yeah. Yeah. San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. They're going to be playing at 3:30 our time this afternoon. It's okay to root for your team. It doesn't mean that you are being unloving of anybody who supports the other team. It doesn't mean that you are being unloving of the other players, the players on the other team. All it means is you are expressing your support and your love the way you want to. And if you want to watch the game and say, wow, San Francisco 49ers made a great play. Woohoo, that's awesome. And then say, wow, Kansas City Chiefs, what a great defense or what a great play. Awesome. You can do that. Supporting the one team or another is not required. You can enjoy both. And it doesn't mean you're not a fan of one or the other. Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday are going to be the last two Sundays in March. How did they get here so quickly? I mean, wasn't it just burning bowl and setting our intentions? And in another few weeks, it's going to be Easter. Whoa. This year, so filled with love, so filled with joy, so filled with creativity, so filled with conscious community that everything is so uplifted that it just seems like the whole thing is racing very quickly to me. I just feel the energy rising and moving and circling and beautiful and loving. It's like we're living in a gigantic heart of gold. At least I think so. So what is in our hearts? What is truly in our hearts? Ernest Holmes is the founder of religious science and the author of the Science of Mind textbook. And he wrote on page 449, "The mouth speaks from the heart. It is impossible for a man to conceal himself. In every act, word, or gesture, he stands revealed as he is, and not as he would have himself appear to be." From the universe, nothing is or can be hidden. The very walls have ears, and the mirror of life cannot help reflecting back to us that which we really are. The mirror of life cannot help reflecting back to us that which we really are. My goodness, is there one mind here? Was Reverend Mark talking about the mirror this morning in meditation? Amazing. Yes. Yes. We are held accountable for every word that we speak because of the power of the word. Our opening song was Listen to Our Hearts, and it's by Casting Crowns, and they were saying in this song that even if we feel that we don't have the words to express the love and the awesomeness of the divine, if we think that we don't have those words, if we are so overcome by awe that words can't form on our lips, then please, divine, listen to our hearts. These hearts of gold within us are filled with unconditional love. And it is these hearts within us that are just so blessed. And yet, each word has power. So if, in the lyrics, they're saying, if I don't have words, listen to my heart, because my heart can speak. The heart speaking also has power. The same power of the word. Ernest Holmes taught us that when we do scientific prayer, that there is a technique and there is a fire. The technique is the five steps and using the words, these powerful words that cannot come back to us void. And the power within these words is also within the emotion that we feel, our feelings of conviction. When we say, yes, yes, I claim this. Yes, the universe only says yes. That energy is part of the power of the divine, part of that gold within our hearts. Ernest Holmes, in that discussion, referenced a biblical scripture, and I want to share that one with you. It is Matthew chapter 7, verses 17 and 18. Matthew is talking about recognizing false prophets by their fruit. Just last week, Noble was talking about the fruits and the gifts of spirit. So, see, everything ties in. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. We know them by their fruits. Who else do we know by the fruit? Martin Luther King and Gandhi. Their fruit was nonviolence. That nonviolence revealed the corruption of others. Because sometimes saying, those are the bad guys, isn't enough. Anybody can point their finger and say, those are the bad guys. They can point at the good guys and say, those are the bad guys. Anybody can do that. However, then we need to look at What is the fruit? What is bearing fruit from each person's efforts, from each person's actions? What is bearing fruit in our own lives? Are we living the life that we want to live? The season for nonviolence is, it runs from January 30th to April 5th. And it is bookended by the dates of the assassinations of Gandhi, which is January 30th, and Martin Luther King, which is April 5th. April. One of the things that these men did is they took nonviolent action. First, they wrote letters. They complained. They went through all the channels and got no resolution to what they claimed was a problem. And in all honesty, for both of them, what they were claiming was a problem truly was. And when they were saying those are the bad guys, those truly were the bad guys. But nobody wanted to believe them, because if they believed either one of them, they had to admit that there was something wrong with the system. If you're embedded in the system, you don't want anybody saying there's something wrong with it, because in a roundabout way, that means people are saying there's something wrong with you because you're embracing that system. I know it's convoluted. But if I support somebody who does bad things, then people have the right to look at me and say, well, she must be pretty bad if she supports all these bad things going on. And I don't want to feel like I'm bad. So I say, you're wrong. You're wrong. That stuff, that's not bad. It's just happening. When it really is bad stuff that's happening. So we want to be aware of what's going on inside people's heads when they seem to go along to get along. People who go along to get along often have fear of being shamed. Fear of being shamed. Because if I say all that bad stuff is good, and somebody can prove to me that it's bad, then I look like a fool. And I have to say, oh my goodness, I was wrong. And for people to say, I was wrong, that can be one of the hardest things for people to do. However, if you have a heart of gold, you can see that things are wrong. You can see that not everybody is capable of admitting it. And you can move on from there, simply being the example of good, being the example of nonviolence, as Gandhi and Martin Luther King were. Now, today's day 13, live in the present, release the past. You know what that represents? Forgiveness. Represents forgiveness. Not forgetting. Because we learn about life through our experiences. So if we were to forget everything that we've learned, we would be like newborn babes, subject to it all over again. You can forgive, but don't forget, because you don't want to relive that experience. But releasing the forgiveness is releasing any negative emotions regarding that past that could hinder our ability to be and express love here and now. So yeah, today's affirmation is about forgiveness. I have two more things I want to share with you. Well, three, because there's a biblical quote here too. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24. One man gives freely, yet grows all the richer. One man gives freely, yet grows all the richer. This is important to remember when you are giving love. You grow all the richer with love. Ernest Holmes, in the Science of Mind textbook on page 444, wrote about the heart of God. And today is the heart of gold. So here's what he says. Peace is the power at the heart of God. It is through the revelation of the self to the self that one understands life, that he approaches the power which is at the heart of God. This comes through a recognition of the unity of the individual with the spirit back of, in, and through all. So the power at the heart of God is peace. And peace is an aspect of love. Reverend Mary L. Keller wrote about sharing the gift of unconditional love. She says, I have many gifts to give, but the greatest of these is unconditional love. It seems that the more I share, the more there is. There really is no limit to the amount of love I can give. There are so many ways to love. I can extend kindness to others and be less judgmental. I am more forgiving. I can listen more and talk less, thus giving others a chance to speak and be heard. I encourage others on their journey in life, for I know they will grow in wisdom and understanding. By opening up to others, I am allowing God to work through me as a channel of love. Love continues to grow as I share unconditional love with myself and others. And so it is. So peace is the power at the heart of God. We are living, moving, having our being in the divine. So I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for being a part of this center, for being a part of the conscious community that we have established and continue to build. So we have a very special second song today. It is Gift of a Friend by Demi Lovato. And as you're listening to this, I want you to think about friendship and how much of a gift friendship truly is.